So how's this quarantine going for you? You can't go to the watering holes, you can't go to anywhere, you can't go to school, you can't go there, you stay at the house. Don't get together with none of your friends and all, y'all just stay at the house. And now they're closing down the boat ramps and all. Making it where not a redneck anywhere around here can go in the river and beat and just have a good time and all, because last weekend they all gathered together and disobeyed Henry McMaster, the idiot in charge of South Carolina. And now the useful idiots and bootlickers is going to lock down the place, and the sheriff and all them is going to lock down the place today on ED Investigation. Welcome y'all to another edition of ED Investigation. My name is Porkchop, and today the governor of the great state of South Carolina, the idiot in charge, came out with this tweet. And look what he says. As a result of the behavior observed this past weekend by the Department of Natural Resources and SLED, it has become necessary to close the public access to our state beaches and close boat ramps and landings on our state's lakes and rivers and waterways. Now, he's gonna close down everything. Nobody can go do nothing, and all the people was out on the lake and all getting sunshine, which apparently sunshine is good and knocks down the corona, but we're not supposed to be that. We're supposed to hide in our houses where in close quarters with everybody. The guy's crazy. Now listen to the way he says that. As a result of the behavior observed this past weekend, like y'all is little kids, like us little youngins, and he's daddy, and he knows the best way, and so he's gonna whip you and beat you into submission, and all he's got all his little kinfolk, the useful idiots like the police and the DZNR and all that, who don't know nothing because they watch Fox News and PMSNBC and all that crap and get all scared and everything, but they'll do anything that these people say. They don't have no idea about natural rights or the Constitution or nothing. Oh, it's constitutional because it's an emergency. And so now they're going to put the boot on your face, and now you're finally feeling it. Because y'all dumbass rednecks didn't care up until right when they closed down the boat landings. Now all of a sudden, they shouldn't do that. But before that, see, that's like, well, you know, when they came for the Jews, and I didn't say nothing because I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for these people, and I didn't say nothing because, you know, that old allergy. Okay, so then, Governor Idiot McMaster, he ain't never been worth crap anyway, sucking off the public teeth the whole time and passing all these stupid laws and everything. But anyway, the idiot goes on to say, this is unfortunate for those who choose to responsibly follow the orders, you know, the ones that are locked up inside the house, maybe looking out the window at the beach or looking out the window at the river or the lake. Now they doing what this idiot wants you to do. But then it goes on, but a necessary action to prevent the spread of corona is for your safety and security. It don't matter about your freedom, but it's your safety and security. Though if it saves just one life, you know, it's worth it. If we chain everybody down and only one person gets saved, it's okay, you know. It don't matter. Y'all stay home, don't do nothing and everything, and, you know, this flatten the curve thing. Flatten the curve, flatten the curve. And most of that's BS anyway. We don't even know. And they tell us all these numbers and all that kind of crap. I digress. Let's move on. Now, my sheriff, the great sheriff of Kershaw County, his name is Lee Bone. Now, this guy, I've been talking to him for years about where's the line in the concrete. Y'all go back and look at my other videos and you'll see the line in the concrete. He don't draw no line in the concrete that he'll cross about taking your liberties, whatever's ordered. And now today we're going to prove all that. Now the sheriff, he tells us, oh, I'm here to serve and protect y'all. But he's lying. He already knows he's lying. Because the Supreme Court said neither the Constitution nor state law impose a general duty upon the police officers or other governmental officials to protect individual persons from harm, even when they know the harm will occur. You hear that? That means they ain't protecting you. All they doing is enforcing what the political parasites decide. That means anything that goes. So right there, Lee Bone is lying. And most sheriffs, all them policemen and all that kind of stuff, they know it's a lie, but they tell you anyway. You're getting a picture now, right? These are powers the police state would desperately like to make permanent. And that's why they got it on this corona, they're going overboard. Because they want to push. And then at the end, they're going to come back just a little teeny bit. And it'll be a new way. We ain't going back to normal. There ain't no more normal here. We're going to be in some sort of police state where you won't have no more liberties. They'll just be able to lock you down anytime they want to. And they're going to be tracking everything you do. And it's going to be restrictions all over the place. Y'all get ready. So they use the coronavirus as a cover. And they're deploying the same strategy that was used in 9/11. To acquire greater power under the Patriot Act, the police state, aka shadow government, deep state, new world order, globalist, whatever you want to call it, have been anticipating this here moment right here in time for years. They've been quietly assembling a wish list of lockdown powers that could be trotted out at this very time. You know, you just don't write a 1,400-page bill in 2 days now. You don't write these executive orders that go on and on and on and on. Now, these lawyers, you ever had a lawyer do something overnight? Much less, 2 pages takes 2 weeks. And yet, all of a sudden, poof, out of nowhere, here comes these 1,400-page bills, all this stuff in there, and you got to go down in the middle of it. And you find all the crap where it takes all kinds of control. And then you got the Tangerine Messiah who all of a sudden says, it's a mercy, it's a war, it's an enemy, invisible enemy. And we got to nationalize everything. I can order any business to do whatever I want. I can close anybody down. I can do anything against y'all. Now who's the real damn enemy here? I submit to you, it's your government. It ain't that damn virus. That virus ain't gonna kill as many as all this here. Government's gonna kill people. That virus ain't got a chance of what your government has done killing all over the place for 50, 60, hell, 200 years. So suspending the Constitution, the old police state use a crisis to expand all the lockdown powers and all. That's why that idiot Henry McMaster and Lee Bone is going to lock down all the boat ramps and everything. So you rednecks, K, y'all going to be taught a very valuable lesson. You have owners and then you have youthful idiots that they enforce the owner's dictates. Henry McMaster, useful idiot. or Lee Bones, a useful idiot, your sheriff, wherever you are, is a useful idiot, your county council is a useful idiot, they all idiots, it's an idiocracy, can't y'all tell stuff that's going on here? Look here, this is what Sheriff Lee Bones said in a post about what about lockdowns and curfews. The decision to enact a curfew, lockdown, or martial law will not be made by a sheriff. The sheriff doesn't need the ability to create, any laws that he will enforce. The decision will be made by all of Kershaw County's leadership with the combined guidance of all the spurts. Notice those spurts in the field. Who are these? Y'all trust all these spurts. Medical personnel, DHS, CDC, blah, 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 and the President of the United States. See? In other words, he's saying, I do whatever these people tell me to do. It don't matter what's right, what's wrong, because they decide what's right and wrong. I don't. So when he says I won't do anything unconstitutional, you know what that really means? That really means I do whatever they tell me to do. If they tell me to take you and put you in a shower, and the shower has, you know, stuff that comes out of it that goes poof, then so be it. That's exactly what he's saying. We want to do what's right in this uncertain time. These decisions are not made without carefully considering their impact on rights and freedoms of all citizens. Now, what do you think about that? That doesn't mean, you know what he's saying? He says, oh, well, we carefully thought about it, and we think it's okay to take all your rights and freedoms away. Because we are smarter than you, and I'm not that smart, but as a sheriff, I'm not that smart. The people up above me smarter, and the people up above them is smarter, and smarter, and smarter, and the further up you go, the more smarterness they have. That's what he's trying to tell you. When all of us know the politicians and the bureaucrats and all them, they ain't nothing but useful idiots. They lie, cheat, and steal, and you can't trust them for nothing. They lie to you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And yet, he's trying to tell us that these people know what they're talking about. That means he's just a bootlicker. He just believes anything they tell you and go on down the pipe. And ain't got no foundational principles in freedom and liberty. He just, yes sir. These are the times that try men's souls. And it's crazy. Now, all the rednecks around here can't go to the boat ramp no more. They can't go fishing. They can't go up to the lake. They can't go to the watering holes. They can't go play in the playground. You can't go here. You can't go there. All because you don't know what. And the government's going to beat you into submission because they love you. Don't you know? So if you look at this, this is it. See, your owners, who knows how many of these people there is. But they all over the world, they control most everything, and 7 billion people ain't got a damn clue. So now they're going to shut down the economy, and they're going to, this is all by design, it was coming already, and then they release this virus to give them cover, so they can start to lock you down, and then excuse this 50% unemployment and the banks getting bailouts and everything, and the nationalizing all everything. Why do you think that is? That ain't because of the damn corona, y'all. The corona is used to lock you down. They don't give a damn if it kills a whole bunch of people, all the better. But if I can lock you down during this time and tell you it's for your own good and all, and in the meantime the economy going down like crazy and it won't come back, and your dollars ain't worth 2 cents no more, it costs $100 for a loaf of bread, what the hell are y'all going to do? Ooh, it was the corona. In the meantime, them boys have run off to the hills with all the money, all the gold and everything else, and you ain't got nothing. All you got is up the eyeballs in debt, and the government coming down on you. I look forward to that day, do you? Yay, freedom, freedom, freedom. They saved us from the corona, and now we free. Now Lee Bone goes on and says, we all need to take Corona seriously. You should not have been ordered by the government to do what is right to prevent the spreading of this dangerous virus to your neighbors. If you don't care about your neighbors, keep in mind that everyone who is hospitalized for the Corona will increase exposure to the same medical staff and that you may need if you get the virus. You know what he is? He thinks everybody just is stupid. He thinks he's, oh, I'm smart because I'm in contact with the machine, the idiots up top, and they know better, and I know better, and so I can tell the little youngins who are too stupid because they don't wear no damn howdy-doody badge. Now, listen to this. This here is where the herd, he uses the herd to justify this here, obedience to the idiots up top. Several people are telling me that Kershaw County needs a curfew, a lockdown, or even martial law. The people telling me this are very socially responsible little slaves in Slavelandia and obeying me and the idiots up above. Oh, excuse me. Doing the right things to prevent the spreading of the coronavirus. They are concerned because they do not feel others are being socially responsible. In other words, he said, they want me to go over there and break them up, and if they don't obey me, I'll lock them up in a cage because they are scared of the corona. Be afraid. In the meantime, I'm telling you, the Federal Reserve is stealing everything. We will always share good information with you on this page. That's old Lee Bone telling us that. How to use good information. He don't even do his own homework. Fox News and the idiots above tell him what the hell he's gonna do. Despite rumors, Kershaw County had no plans for a lockdown at this time. In other words, I'll lock you down if they tell me to lock you down, but right now they ain't told me, so I ain't gonna do it. You know, I love you, and I'm going to protect you, and not from them, but from the corona, you don't. Now, earlier, the Trump administration said 10 people, don't have over 10 people, even though in the press conference that he actually said that. Guess what? There were way more than 10 people. There wasn't social distancing, and Trump and all of them was right up next to each other. And that Fauci, the little midget fella, he's all touching his face and rubbing his nose and all kinds of crap. What the hell, boys? Now, so anyway, so Henry Massey said no more than three. We ain't gonna do no more than three. And so Lee Bone, he says, oh great goodness, now I gotta break up anybody that's, you know, had more than three people gathering. So he goes up and talks to county council and an emergency meeting where there ain't no public in there because, you know, the corona might spread and everything, and so they 6 foot distance and some of the county councilmen even called in, but we can't call in and comment. We just left out of all this, you see. But anyway, Lee Bone comes to county council and talks about what he's doing to help prevent the corona from spreading because the idiot said three people. Listen to this.
Social distancing is a frequently used term. We're hearing it a lot now, but it means a lot. People can just keep their distance. And where we're at.
Address the issues I had on. Questions presented to me on the phone about a curfew, some for, some not, your position.
Well, I think it's a sad day that we're discussing having to tell people to use common sense and look out for the neighbors, and even having to discuss a curfew. The same kind of people that are willing to wander around, group up, and possibly spread a virus that can kill someone, not the kind of people that's gonna obey a curfew. The way a curfew really works is if everybody does it. We're doing it in our county, and everybody else is doing it. People are still gonna go to other counties, bring things out. In my opinion, the biggest thing we need right now is social distancing. Our guys are out there trying to enforce that. That's been out. You know, we're dispersing crowds, we're trying to keep track. We're getting messages left and right. Every time somebody sees a crowd, they're calling us, we're responding to it. The people who are planning parties, whether they know it or not, we know about their parties. People are sending us information about the parties. We're there before they are. I think the biggest thing that this curfew could do is separate people. We're already doing it.
That's right, boys and girls, friends and neighbors. If you're having a party, the sheriff knows about it. And if you're going to have anybody over yonder, they're going to get harassed by the police and sent home. And if you disobey them, I wonder if he's going to lock them up in the damn jailhouse. What y'all think? You think he would do something like that? Oh, no, not the sheriff. He loves you. He's going to protect you. You know, from yourself and the corona. So he wouldn't put you in jail, I don't believe, would he? Would he fine you? Yes, he would. So then, he thought this here post was about the churches. You know, and whether they get, he was going to come and get them in the churches. And so what he said is, I'm relying on the church leaders to continue making their own responsible decisions on how to conduct their services. You know what he's just saying? He said he's relying on them. He's going to give them a little bit of leeway here. And if they do the right thing, he might not come in there with his, boot-licking, door-crashing people. All them deputies and everything. Well, can you imagine that? I think he'd be afraid. But anyway, we will not send deputies inside churches to do head counts. Not yet. He's relying on the church leaders to obey the law. Obey the law. If you don't, now if you do like these here boat people did, and run up and down the river and gather up on the damn banks and hoot and holler and have a good time in the sunshine, which is good for the virus. You know, it kills the virus, old sunshine, but stay in your house. Anyway, so he's not going to send them up in there yet because Henry McMaster ain't said, you know, y'all ain't practicing good social distancing in church now, so we're going to have to close down the churches just like we did the boat landings and all that kind of stuff, and the state parks and everything, because y'all don't know. Y'all are little youngins and idiots, and my superiors, the idiots up above me, are telling me, and my owners is telling me to lock you people down. Don't you even go to work. Unless I tell you to. Perhaps it's time for y'all to wake up and realize you are owned and you don't have no choice in the matter. And your freedom is just up to how much your little farmer on Slavelandia is going to give you. And they're going to pretend that this is all good for you. In the meantime, they're robbing you blind. There's a reason they call you human resources, don't you know? They don't give a damn about you. As long as they can drain you dry and enrich themselves, that's what all the banks and all the Federal Reserve and all that, and that's why Donald Trump and Joe Biden, they're all right and left and all this crap and everything, because your owners want to keep you confused, because if you figure out what's going on, they ain't got no more power, and you can kick the butt and kick them out. And get rid of the damn parasites and the lies and thieves that you got running the damn show. That's just something to think about. Poke chop here. ED Investigation. Y'all come back.